The Steve Cochran Show.
What we have in Illinois essentially is machine politics, and Michael Madigan is the king of that machine.
Do you think those leaders have too much power?
42 years, do you think you have another decade in you? That's just the beginning.
727. I don't want you to think I've forgotten the dumpster fire that is Donald Trump and the pathological lying of Hillary Clinton. We'll tell you what the FBI did again this weekend, and what a mess that story is. But before all of the national stuff comes back in and falls out of my mouth, let's talk about Mike Madigan for a second. Regardless how you feel about Governor Rauner, there is one person who has been in charge of this state for the majority of the last 42 years, and it's Mike Madigan. Mike Madigan owns the problems we have. Mike Madigan owns the ridiculousness of the budget crisis that we have and will continue to have. Mike Madigan serves his interests, his people, himself, and spends every day when he gets up in the morning, in my opinion, figuring out how to make sure he stays in power. I am a big fan of Lisa Madigan, his daughter, who I believe has acted independently from him. And I believe probably would have won if she ran for governor.
But she's come on the show many times.
She couldn't run for governor because her father, Mike Madigan, did not leave office. Now, that's a separate issue from this, and this is the election. There have been commercials running nonstop, and I understand that the TV commercials can sometimes turn into a blur. So I asked sources, and good sources of mine, to give me a list of any number of politicians who they believe are in Madigan's pocket and why they're there. Each one of these individuals is welcome to tell me I'm wrong and tell me why I'm wrong. The phone number is 312-981-7200. You can also contact us through Twitter, through Facebook, at Cochran Show or Steve Cochran Show. But the following list of people have all voted for Madigan for Speaker. And keep in mind, the Speaker of the House controls the agenda in the House, controls what gets heard, what doesn't get heard, what's voted on, what's not voted on. And obviously controls the redistricting question that came up. Madigan's people and Madigan's attorneys are specifically the ones that successfully fought against the independent maps proposal, which tried to give power back to the people so you wouldn't have uncontested districts or districts controlled specifically by Mike Madigan. So each of these names, they all oppose term limits. They all oppose redistricting reform. They all voted for unbalanced budget from the Democrats to try to put the political onus on Governor Rauner. And they all represent more of the same. Now, if 42 years is not enough for you, then I encourage you to support Mike Madigan and support those who support him. But if you have a problem with Mike Madigan and you share my belief that he has got to go, the only way to do it is to stop sending people to Springfield who support him. So here's the list. For Comptroller, Susana Mendoza. For State Rep, Mary Marwick. By the way, to be fair, Mary Marwick won't say whether or not she'll vote for him for Speaker if she wins. But not saying is not saying no. Michelle Mussman for State Rep. Mike Smitty for State Rep. Sam Yingling for State Rep. Kate Clunan and John Bradley, both for State Rep. And Carol Senti for State Rep. All of those people, and I'll give you the list again, all of those people have been continually supporting Mike Madigan. And until you tell me you're not, you're in his pocket. 312-981-7200 is the number. Here's the list again. Susana Mendoza for Comptroller. The rest are State Reps offices. Mary Marwick, Michelle Mussman, Mike Smitty, Sam Yingling, Kate Clunan, John Bradley, and Carol Senti. Mike Madigan is not the solution. Mike Madigan is the problem. He's got to go. He's not going to go tomorrow. He may not go in the next couple of years. And he may actually get to say when he goes. But you have to stop sending people to Springfield who will do nothing but support him and will get elected because they support him. We need people with a backbone who will stand up to him for the good of the people of Illinois. Haven't you had enough?